Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 1st of August 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and this week goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 by Dale, VK7DG, 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, and on 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, and 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And we start with RAOTC news, the broadcast for August. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 2nd of August 2021 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. Congratulations are offered to yet another RAOTC member, Barry VK3SY, for receiving an Order of Australia award. A special message from Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, RAOTC committee member and WIA board member, and Peter outlines WIA negotiations with the ACMA following the release of the 5-year spectrum outlook. There are two main topics: the continued negotiation of the non-assigned amateur service licence review and the increased power levels, which are due to be reviewed by the ACMA in the second half of 2022. Peter goes on to mention other key issues brought before the ACMA. They are well worth a listen. A contemporary scientific research effort examines the possibility of monitoring earthquakes with existing transoceanic cables. There's an Australian CubeSat, and this article describes a project where Australia plans to use artificial intelligence in space. Solar flares. These are sometimes accompanied by coronal mass ejections, which emit radio waves. An example is cited from July 3, 2021, which caused radio blackouts, and the reason for them is explained. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA RTC statewide network, or at about 8:30 as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date is August the 2nd. Callbacks will follow on both networks, and please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, then you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Contest news, the winter VHF-UHF field day results. The provisional results are out, and VK7 had the most stations with 40 participating. Unfortunately, only 24 stations submitted logs. This is still 60%, which is up there with most of the other states. It was great to see many of our new foundation licensees and new hams participating in the field day, and there were a bunch of new VK7 stations who participated, which is great to see. The notable VK7 results are: in the portable single operator 24-hour all band, congrats to first place getter Murray VK7 ZMS with 16,619 points. In the portable single operator 8-hour all band, it was an all VK7 affair, with first going to Andrew VK7DW with 18,903 points, second to Richard VK7ZBX with 18,354 points, and third was Peter VK7PD with 17,039 points. In the portable single operator 8-hour 4-band, third went to Justin VK7TW with 1739 points, and in the home station 8-hour single band, first went to Eric VK7EV with 1105 points. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin VK7TW. QSL News, a report from Herman VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 23rd of July 2021 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. REST members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Also, Herman has heard that some amateurs have recently changed call signs. Would those who have changed recently please contact Herman with old and new call signs and the date changed so that Herman can steer cards received in the right direction? Thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club update. The Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club advises our current website is not operational. The club is in the process of updating club data after its name change and incorporation. If you need to contact the club executive contact details and club email addresses are located on the WIA website under VK7 Clubs. Next club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 2 p.m. on the 7th of August at our usual venue, which is the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. An afternoon tea will be held. Exec Officer Kirsty, VK7FKKK, will also be bringing along a laptop to assist those members needing to obtain a Working with Vulnerable People card, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, and this is a government COVID suggested requirement. We have single package tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone that has been overseas or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Winter luncheon. The club will be holding a midday luncheon on August the 21st at the Lighthouse Hotel in Ulverston. Could club members wanting to attend please advise the social coordinator Kirsty, VK7FKKK, or club secretary Anne, VK7BYL, as soon as possible so the venue can be advised of the numbers attending. And that all comes 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the north, the SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And VK7 RUN update. Greg, VK7 YAD, provides the following update about the digital modes repeater VK7 RUN operating in Launceston CBD. And the problems with internal thermal control seems to have been overcome, and the power supply fan issues seem to have been resolved, having provided good service for several months. The work on the RF circulator has been delayed for the moment given the difficulties being currently experienced with repeaters in the north. And RUN-3 will be passing C4FM test traffic for those needing their digital fix around the CBD. And that's 73 from Greg, VK7YAD. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Here we are at the 1st of August, and as the seasons are defined by groupings of months, what that means to us in Australia is that August is regarded as the last month of winter. Let's hope things pick up in coming weeks and rain slow down. My paddocks are waterlogged and really cannot sustain any more liquid. I, for one, am looking forward to spring beginning. Well, one can only hope. This week, we go straight into a report from Idris, VK7ZIR, and the happenings at last Wednesday night's Tech Night. This week, member Stuart brought along a demonstration of his broadcast analyzer, a combination of hardware and software components, and Stuart has a background in broadcast engineering, and as such could give us a comprehensive explanation of the makeup of an FM broadcast signal. The analyzer is a Pura 175 and is designed for use by broadcast engineers. It is made in the Czech Republic and it can be used on FM radio signals to measure and adjust peak deviation, stereo pilot and RDS levels, phase and even carrier frequency. It can be used standalone as it has a large LCD display and is battery powered. And Stuart showed us the FM scope application running with the analyzer connected to his laptop, which had different screens for various parameters. The band scan facility displayed the relative signal strengths of FM broadcast stations in the area, and he then took us through the different displays pertaining to each station. There is modulation power, spectral occupancy, and MPX signal in time and frequency domains, and the frequency deviation. The major use would be to check that the station is conforming with the regulator's broadcast limits. It was interesting to see how close some of the local FM broadcasts came to those limits. This demonstration caused much interest and discussion for the evening, and we thank Stuart for his explanation and the opportunity to see this precision instrument. Until next time, it's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And up-and-coming events, the Slow Morse Course, Wednesday the 4th of August. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, and frequencies and times are the same as what was used by Nick for the previous testnet and technets. If you've forgotten what they are, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 on 3.580 megahertz, and then from 1930 through to 2030, it's on 3.567 megahertz. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who may want some extra help, the website on the email edition of this broadcast is reported to be very good. And Tech Night, Wednesday the 11th of August at the Entark Club Rooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Special event on the night will be the introduction to and demonstrations on how to use the VKCL program to log the RD contest. The RD contest rules and future field days, and your presenter for the night will be Peter, VK7PD, one not to be missed. Future events, August General Meeting, Saturday the 14th. Meeting will commence at 1400 hours or 2 p.m. and the meeting will be followed by afternoon tea, so donations of cake slices would be much appreciated. Equine endurance events, Saturday the 28th of August. The North East Equine Endurance Club Jolly Let Memorial Ride at Santorina Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. Entark will be providing support for 80, 40 and 20 kilometre rides. As further information comes to hand, I will update this news entry with further details. Coffee mornings currently held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon and we look forward to seeing you all. And these coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast, and your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of Entark Inc. And news from the South. Broadcasts on VK7RTC. Harry, VK7HXT, lets us know that he has taken up the opportunity to put the WIA and the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast to air on VK7RTC. This is due to the link between RAA in the north and RTC in the south being down. If you listen to the broadcast, then please let Harry know by calling in at the end of the broadcast. From the latest reports that he's received, it seems the audio quality is up to standard. He will also put the RAOTC broadcast to air on Monday, the 2nd of August. And while on topics of broadcasts, I would like to say a big thank you to those who call back after the broadcast and those who enjoy me putting the broadcast to air. And that's 73 from Harry, VK7HXT. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. The August presentation night, which is contesting on HF, VHF and above. This coming Wednesday night is Reece's August presentation night, and it's all about contesting on HF and VHF and above. With the Remembrance Day contest in a few weeks on the 14th and 15th of August, we want to equip everyone with contesting skills to ensure they get the most out of their RD contest experience. Martin, VK7GN, will be giving us the HF, or High Frequency Contesting Lowdown, and Richard, VK7ZBX, will be covering contesting on VHF and above frequencies. A huge thank you to Martin and Richard. See you there from the Reece Committee. September presentation night. Okay, P25, Emergency Services Network Build. On the 1st of September from 7:30 p.m, we have the privilege of having Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, giving us a presentation on how to build a statewide P25-based emergency services radio network. This should be a fascinating look into what it takes to provide a digital radio network in a challenging environment like Tasmania. Look forward to seeing you along, 73 from the Reece Committee. Training and Assessment. Reece's next Foundation Licence Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday the 25th of September 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reece Learning Organiser, know that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reece.asn.au. Check out the Reece Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube Training and Assessment playlist, and check out the Reece Facebook page events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Murray, VK7ZMS, and his experimentation with his stepper motors that were recovered from the dumpster dive drip pumps and driving them with Arduinos and H-bridge drivers. Murray took the audience through how he identified that the stepper motor was a three-phase motor with permanent magnet rotor. Murray found some information about the bipolar motor and that was and what was required to drive the motor in backwards and forwards. And this was then programmed into the Arduino using a spreadsheet. Murray then demonstrated the fruits of his labour with a working model under the close-up camera. Thanks, Murray. Richard, VK7ZBX, then took us through the Tricky Tracker, a 3D printed ASL Satran satellite tracker from the Swedish inventor Daniel Nicolgesson. Richard took the audience through the printing by Ken, VK7KRJ, and the elements that were supplied to construct the unit. There is an ESP processor, and the code created a Wi-Fi hotspot that you can connect to with your notebook to control the tracker. Richard then demonstrated the tracker moving to a discrete azimuth and elevation. Thanks, Richard. We then played the Queen's Domain drone footage from Tony, VK7VKT. Thanks, Tony. And we then brought Harry, VK7HXT, and Xavier, VK7XHJ, into the studio with their recently made VHF-UHF Moxon from Ben, VK7BEN's kit for satellite work. Justin took the audience through the design and some of the construction processes and the tuning of the antenna. And Harry and Xavier are excited to use for a future satellite contact, thanks to Harry and Xavier. We then had a review of the latest Jubis magazine, including an article by Rex, VK7MO, using Q65 for a trans-Tasman 10 gig contact. And we finished with a reminder of our future presentation nights and RF videos. We take a fortnight's break this week, as it is the presentation night. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And ACMA news. The ACMA looking to update radiation rulings. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, the ACMA, is proposing to amend various ACMA legislative instruments to reference a new radiation protection standard published by the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency, or ARPANSA. Further details about the proposed updates are available on the ACMA website, and views are welcome by close of business on Monday, the 23rd of August, 2021. Some legislative instruments made by the ACMA regulate human exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic energy, or EME, emissions from equipment, such as mobile phone handsets and radio communications facilities, such as mobile phone base stations. These instruments, in conjunction with the Radio Communications Act 1992, which is the Act, require certain equipment to comply with the exposure levels specified in a standard published by ARPANSA. ARPANSA published a new standard in February 2021, cited as the Standard for Limiting Exposure to Radio Frequency Fields 100 kHz to 300 GHz 2021. The ACMA proposes to incorporate the new ARPANSA standard into its equipment supply arrangements by amending the general equipment rules. The ACMA expects this to be the first step in a staged process to incorporate all radio standards and labelling notices into the general equipment rules. The ACMA also proposes to amend licensing instruments to incorporate references to the new ARPANSA standard. While some changes to the class license instruments were made in June 2021, some additional class license amendments are required as is amendments to the instruments placing EME-related conditions on apparatus licenses. Stakeholder feedback is brought on these proposed amendments to ACMA legislative instruments, and the ACMA regulates human exposure to radio frequency or EME emissions through regulatory arrangements for transmitters defined as mobile stations at the point of supply to the Australian market, including testing, labelling and record-keeping obligations, plus licence conditions restricting the operation of radio communications transmitters. The object of the arrangement is to ensure that the public exposure to EME from radio communications transmissions does not exceed the Australian EME exposure limits in the ARPANSA standard. The new ARPANSA standard also includes additional limits at frequencies above 6 GHz, including the millimeter waves bands used for 5G technologies. It updates the methods for verification and compliance with the limits specified by the new ARPANSA standard, requirements for the management of risk to workers, plus measures to protect the general public. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms Web eZine. And regular VK7 events and gatherings over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12, midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 11th of August. That's Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 4th of August, on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7 on Wednesday from 8 o'clock local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD, and Northwest VK7 as well, the Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC or 8:30 local, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband, Reist Microwave QSO Party after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon, and the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. And events, Reist, 4th of August, contesting on HF and VHF with VK7GN and VK7ZBX, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NWTARC, the 7th of August, club meeting from 2 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. NTARC, 14th of August, meeting and presentation, Rochelle Club Rooms from 2 p.m. NWTARC, the 21st of August is the winter luncheon at the Lighthouse Hotel in Ulverston from noon, and let Christy, VK7FKKK, or Club Secretary Anne, VK7BYL, know you're coming along. Reist, the 1st of September, P25 Emergency Services Network with Andrew, VK7AJ, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And Reist, 3rd of October, the military radio presentation and demonstration with VK7KPC and VK7KB with BYO Barbecue. Queen's Domain Club Rooms starts 12 noon with the barbecue. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7RI, repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 7GS, 87 TPE, 47 ALH, 27 JGD, and 10 VK7DG. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in Southern Tasmania, and a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. And deadlines for the items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers.